What'll it be, gents?
Have you got something that'll burn the hair off the inside of my throat?
I reckon. You fellers are new around here, ain't you?
Yeah, just passing through, friend.
The bartender produced two shot glasses from beneath the counter.
Where are you headed?
West.
Luke tossed his drink down. Cade noticed that the three men at the end of the bar had their complete attention on Luke's conversation with the barkeep. One of them in particular, a bushy-faced man with brooding dark eyes, continued to openly stare at him. Bushy-face whispered a few remarks to his drinking partners, then moved up the bar to join Luke and Cade.
Couldn't help but notice you, friend. I'm thinking your name might be Tucker.
Surprised, Luke turned to face the man, looking him over.
Yes, sir, I'm Luke Tucker. Do I know you?
Luke Tucker. That's right. Yeah, Corporal Tucker, right? I'm Lem Snyder from C Company. We served together under Lieutenant Parker.
Oh, yeah. Snyder, I remember you. Well, that was a long time ago. You wasn't much more than a kid back then. I didn't recognize you right off with all that brush on your face.
Well, it has been a while. Who's your friend?
This is Cade Hunter. He's my partner.
Oh, partner in what?
Oh, well, nothing much right now, I reckon.
Cade did not like the look of Lem Snyder. He had the gaze of a man who might be measuring you for a coffin, and there was something about him that didn't seem right. It took Cade a couple of minutes to figure it out, and then it struck him. The man's right ear was missing the very top part. Just a little piece was missing, like maybe someone had bitten it off in a fight.
You know, a lot of boys back in C Company wondered what in hell happened to you. You were on that escort that lost the gold shipment over near the Gallatin. Yeah, I rode on the patrol that was sent over to pick up the bodies. You know, that was a shameful sight, all them dead boys lying around in the sun. Every last soul rubbed out, except two. We found all the bodies but yours and Adam's. Then we found Adam's body across the river. We wondered what happened to you. You know, some got to thinking that maybe you was in on the ambush.
Oh, they did they? Well, I got away all right with a rifle ball in my leg from my trouble. Now, I made it on up to the East Gallatin where we was supposed to pass the shipment off to a cavalry unit. Now, they ordered me on to Fort Lincoln with them. I wound up in Virginia by the time the war was over.
Snyder didn't say anything for a few moments while he considered Luke's explanation, a hint of a smile on his face.
Oh, well, that explains it, don't it? And them ribs just got away with all that gold.
Snyder watched Luke's face closely.
You ain't said what you're doing back in this part of the country again. You and your, partner here.
Well, like I said, we just heading west, looking for opportunity, I reckon. How about yourself? What are you doing back in these parts?
Oh, hell, I never left. Me and my partners are in business together.
Snyder turned to signal his friends.
Come on over here, boys.
The two picked up their glasses and the half bottle and moved up the bar to join them.
Luke Tucker, meet Bob Dawson and Curly Jenkins. I already forgot your partner's name.
Cade didn't bother to remind him. Dawson and Jenkins didn't say anything, just contented themselves to stand leering like two surly yard dogs.
What kind of business are you in?
Oh, just business. You know, any kind of business. Sometimes cattle, sometimes gold, yeah, sometimes even hides. Maybe you and your friend here would want to join up with us. We could use some new ideas. Now, couldn't we, boys?
Well, no, Snyder. That's mighty generous of you, but Me and Cade ain't looking to go into business with anyone. We're just passing through.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, it was mighty good to see one of the boys from the old company.
He offered his hand to Luke.
Your partner don't talk a hell of a lot, does he?
Nope. Come on, Cade, we best be going.
Outside, Luke hurried Cade to their horses.
Partner, it would have been better to run into the devil himself than to run up on them Snyder. Now, he might have acted like we was old friends, but I never had any use for the low-down son of a bitch back then. And I sure as God don't have any use for him now. He'd steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes.